I'm Paul Foster for WNCW. Welcome into this week's More to the Story. Our focus this week will be on the news happening in and around McDowell County. That takes us to the McDowell News, where we welcome reporter Mike Conley. Mike, good morning.
You're quite welcome, Paul.
Mike, we want to take an opportunity to first of all talk about COVID-19. Of course, no surprise, cases are on the rise throughout the entire nation, certainly in North Carolina and in Western North Carolina, and that does not exclude, of course, McDowell County.
In fact, McDowell County was ranked in the governor's system of ranking counties for COVID-19. Originally, we were ranked as a yellow county, and now we've been moved up to an orange county, which means there's a more critical spread of COVID-19 here in this county. And my fear is that we're going to be ranked as a red county. Yesterday, the McDowell County Health Department issued a news release stating that 95 additional McDowell County residents have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings our total number of positives to 1,820 for the entire county. And so far, there have been 24,147 people tested, 21,930 negative results have come back. At this moment, there are 397 tests that are pending results. We have had 248 individuals in quarantine, 1,533 people out of quarantine, and unfortunately, 39 deaths. And those numbers will change probably by later today when the next news release is sent out about our COVID-19 situation. As a result of this, there are going to be more testing done in the county. The Foothills Health District and the McDowell County Emergency Medical Services have made COVID-19 testing a priority since March when the pandemic began. Over the last 8 months, more than 107 testing sites have been held, and the free testing has taken down transportation and financial barriers for those being tested. It's also made sure that those who are infected with COVID-19 get proper care and don't accidentally infect individuals they would otherwise be around. There will be some testing done this week here in McDowell County at the McDowell County Health Department on Wednesday, December 2nd. It will be done from 9 to 11 a.m. And on Friday, December the 3rd, again at the Health Department from 9 to 11 a.m. The public health director, Karen Powell, has literally begged people in the community to wear a mask. And so has our emergency services director, William Kelk. Wash your hands, wait at least 6 feet apart, and wear a mask, the 3 W's. They're constantly giving this word out to residents. When I have gone out in the community, I have noticed people wearing their masks. The word that they're trying to get out is just be careful and do everything you possibly can to stop the spread of COVID-19.
Our guest on More to the Story is reporter Mike Conley of the McDowell News. During a year of a pandemic, sadly, we have heard of businesses having to close, especially when it comes to more local, as we refer to them often, mom-and-pop type businesses. But you do have some good news to share with us today, as reported by the McDowell News, about several new businesses coming to the area.
Yes, Paul. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we have seen a lot of businesses, not only here in McDowell County, but across the nation, having to close permanently as a result of the pandemic. Where I know a few businesses here in McDowell County that will probably never reopen. It's sad and it's unfortunate, especially when we were on the brink of really forging ahead and having an explosion of economic growth. Still have good economic numbers here in this county. Our retail sales are up. We've reported record numbers of retail sales here at Marion and McDowell County, which is good. It means more people are buying, spending money in the businesses that are open. We've also had 3 new businesses open up in downtown Marion in the middle of the pandemic. Some of these businesses were in the works long before anyone ever heard of COVID-19. And the owners of these businesses have forged ahead with their plans to open up their businesses and provide something new and different for our community. The first one that opened up, this one opened up in early November. It's called Marion Hotman, and it's a skating rink, and it's located within the Larry D. Miller Business Complex. This building was a manufacturing plant in the middle of downtown Marion.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's being revitalized, almost like a shopping mall, with hair salons, shops, the municipal event center. for live events and trade shows. This building covers, I think, 150,000 square feet. This building is being transformed into a shopping mall and a centralized location for new business. And the skating rink, Marion Hot Wheels, opened in early November. It is owned and operated by Steve Bush and his wife, Tiff. Steve Bush recently retired as the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, and his plan was to open up a skating rink and give the young people a place to go to have fun. Skating rink is like the ones that we grew up with, and it's a way of bringing back fun and activities that we enjoyed as teenagers in the 80s to Generation X. They are practicing social distancing. Employees at the skating rink have to wear a mask.
Mike, let's move on to the second of three businesses. What is right close by to the skating rink?
Right next door to it is a place called the Marion Wing Factory. And the Marion Wing Factory opened up actually last week. It is a sports bar and restaurant that specializes in wings. And they have burgers and Caesar salads and all kinds of good food to eat. Proven to be a big hit, too. And then just across the street from the Larry D. Miller Business Complex is Taylor's Brewing. Taylor's Brewing is our newest craft brewery. It's owned and operated by brothers Steve Taylor and David Taylor. They have been home brewing for years, and their beer has received rave reviews, and they decided it was time to open up their own brewery. They are not making their beer right now, but they're serving beers that come from other places like Catawba Brewing, Home Place Brewing, and Foothills Brewing in Sierra Nevada. But they've opened up now as a tap room. Steve Taylor said that they will start making their own beers and serving them when COVID-19 is under control. Taylor's Brewing is emphasizing safety during the COVID-19 pandemic. They take it very seriously. They built Taylor's Brewing in a building that used to be an old furniture store. So they have lots of room for their tap room, for their seating. They have lots of room for social distancing. They're going to have a 10-barrel brew house, park in the parking lot at the Miller Complex, and walk to all three of these. So, and there's more businesses that are going to be moving into that building, too. This is just the beginning, really.
That is exciting news and a variety of several different types of businesses. And as you mentioned there, Mike, you could just hop from one to another real easy. So that's certainly some great news to McDowell County expanding. Always great to catch up on news and events in McDowell County. And when we do, of course, we're able to go through our friend Mike Connolly with the McDowell News. Mike, thank you for being a part of More to the Story today.
You're quite welcome.
More to the Story is also available as a podcast on our website at wncw.org.